Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Sorry for the bit of a delay, but this is very exciting. We have a band live in studio, ready to blow the roof off of this building. Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell presents, live in studio, Palm Haze.
Thanks. Thank you. saw her kissing all the other guys. I was just a little too afraid to die when I saw her telling everyone my lies. Falling from a higher high when I saw her tripping to the other side. I was just a little too afraid to fight when I saw her begging for a second. I'm losing. This is our last song. It's called Panda Dream.
Thank you.
That was Palm Haze. Oh, that was me bumping into the mic. That was Palm Haze, everybody, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Do not go anywhere. I'll be back to chat with the band Palm Haze on Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell very shortly.
Doxa, Western Canada's largest documentary film festival, returns to present the 24th edition from May 1st to the 11th. Doxa will screen a roster of timely and thought-provoking documentaries in theatrical venues across the city, bringing filmmakers and audiences together for an engaging cinema experience. The 2025 lineup showcases 39 features, 30 short and mid-length films, and industry events. Screenings will take place at the Vancouver Playhouse, the Cinematheque, VIF Center, and SFU Goldcore Center for the Arts. Head to doxa.ca to grab your tickets and explore all that Doxa has to offer this May. The Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival is running its most vibrant season yet, until April 28th, 2025. This year, the festival offers an even larger and more diverse lineup of events that celebrate both the beauty of the cherry blossoms and the richness of our community and local art scene. There's something for everyone to enjoy, with many of these events being free to the public. A cultural celebration with traditional performances, arts and culture, and delicious Japanese cuisine, created in collaboration with Japan Fair Association of Vancouver. Other supporting events include haiku invitational, workshops, tree talks and walks, and much more. The Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival invites attendees to celebrate Vancouver's cherry tree heritage through accessible arts, culture, and nature programming in the city's parks and neighborhoods.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRARIANS.ORG. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and Doo-Doo-Loo-Doo.
Doo-Doo! Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Catch up, yeah, check that one. I can eat, son. Rocking in that little tie. Yeah.
It's Nardwuar. Florida Human Serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
If the news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday, and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read. Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sisters Sage is an award-winning local Indigenous business run by Tsimshian and entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sisters Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there!
Western Canadian Music Award winners Sargent and Comrade are back with their signature blend of lo-fi soul and ninja funk. Their upcoming album Power draws inspiration from the art of kung fu, with themes of inner harmony, discipline, and self-love. Catch Sargent and Comrade in concert presented by Infidels Jazz at the Kingsway Club in Vancouver on Saturday, May 3rd.
Listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Life on Thunder Bird Radio Hell. I am Ben. I'm in the studio now with the band Palm Haze, who you just heard live on our program. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you want to maybe introduce yourself to people out there in Radio Land?
Yeah, so I'm Lucas. I was playing guitar and singing some songs.
I am Anna. I am singer and bassist.
Hi, I'm Jack, and I play drums of Palm Haze.
Nice. Thank you. Welcome to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hall. Welcome to CITR. You are a Vancouver band, but my understanding is the band started off in Brazil, not in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Maybe can you talk a bit about the history of the band?
Yeah.
So Lucas and I, we are both originally from Brazil. So we started the band there, but shortly after we moved here to Vancouver, and that was about 9 years ago, I'd say. And then we kept playing since.
So a couple of things, like why Vancouver, or what was that a place you always wanted to move to, or how did you choose Vancouver over, say, I don't know, Los Angeles or Edmonton or whatever?
Why didn't you go to Edmonton?
I love the ocean, so I wanted a place near the beach. That was for sure non-negotiable.
We did the warmest city in Canada for sure. So yeah, I heard Vancouver had some beaches and stuff. So I saw some photos.
Yeah, and it's just very open to immigrants, right? So yeah, definitely, yeah. Like the U.S. was never really much like of appeal to us because you know, politics and just the way things are over there. And then Canada just felt like a place where you could come and like study and just like. We didn't really plan to stay here like for so long, but we just loved it so much that we ended up staying. Yeah.
So how much music did the band do in Brazil, or was it mostly Vancouver, was it blossomed in Vancouver, or were you just on a regular, on a steady pace?
No, we just did like, I guess, like some two or three songs in Brazil. Then we move it, and the band kind of, blossomed here, you know. Like most of the songs were made here. Yeah.
And I think that, like, one thing that, like, really influenced and, like, really pushed us into, like, actually doing, like, our first album was that Lucas was studying music production here.
Yeah, I came here to study at Langara, like, digital music production course. Okay. And, yeah, that's, like, yeah, like... Our first EP, Tangy Dream, was actually the project for Langara.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that then our first live performance was like the...
The school. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which is so funny to think about it.
We also recorded some songs like in, you know, the recording classes that we went to studio. So Beautiful Island was recorded.
Oh. Yeah. Did everybody have to do it in class, or is it just depending on if you want to or... Like perform.
Yeah, like it was actually digital music production. So most of the people, they were actually more into EDM, electronic stuff, and like just doing yourself. But like, yeah, there are some people that had bands, and I was one of the ones that had bands, and then, yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. So, and how do you think, did your music, like, how is it influenced at all by, like, Brazil, Canada? Do you think that would have changed? Like, if you would have stayed in Brazil, do you think you would have been playing your music would be still be very similar to what it is now, or do you think it changed because you come to Vancouver? Like, how what kind of influence did either?
I think that, well, at least for me, I feel like Vancouver didn't influence as much, just because I find that like all of my music influence have been like built up to, you know, from my life and my, you know what I mean, and then like coming here, I feel like it just, like, gave us kind of, like, the opportunity to, like, play. But I feel like that's kind of, like, would always be like this, I feel. I don't know.
I felt like, you know, so the first album was very warm, you know. I felt like it had a lot of Brazil influence, you know. Mm. But then the second album, I feel like it started getting more, like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the
effects of the winter, the mountains,
winter
more
blues.
Mysterious, you know. I definitely felt like
dark.
It started to affect, you know.
You're right, you're right.
And Jack, when did you join the project, and how did this come about?
It's a good question. It must have been...
Like 5 years ago.
5 years, yeah. I mean, maybe even six. It might have been 2019.
Yeah, 2019, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is wild.
It was the year I got pregnant. it was right before COVID. I remember that.
It's funny. I found these guys. I was playing bass in another band, and I think it was Flover. I think it was Flover that was playing.
I was playing like with my solo project, and then he really liked it. And
my bandmate at the time was like, "Oh, you got to check out Palm Haze. Like, if you like Flover, this is like kind of next level."
Yeah,
and. I checked it out, and the first song I heard was Second Round, which is one of the songs we played today, and that it blew me away. And so I went out to a couple of their shows, kind of made friends with them, and I don't know, eventually it just sort of happened, and it's kind of crazy. It's been that long.
But we connected right away. I feel like we connected right away. You know, it was one of those things. Like, it was meant to be. Jack was meant to be with that.
Meant to be. I'll go with that.
Nice. But you always been a drummer, or you bass? You just play everything?
not bass. Drums are my main thing. They've been my main instrument forever. I started picking up guitar more in my early 20s, and then it's funny, actually, I don't really play bass. I was playing bass with this one project just because they needed a bass player.
All right, fair enough.
You know, not going to get
just
too
getting
much,
out
but
there, right?
Yeah. Like, you know, if you can play guitar, you can figure your way around a bass, right? Yeah. So it was an interesting little experiment. But yeah, I've been playing drums since I was like 9. So that's a good 22 years.
Nice.
Which is crazy. Yeah.
Nice. And was the project always have drums, had a live drummer in mind? Like, yeah, how does that between your recordings versus your live performances? What kind of?
So, not exactly. We, like, a lot of our songs in both albums, actually, they have digital drums.
Yeah.
And whenever we had the opportunity, we recorded acoustic drums, just because it's, you know, you need to go to a studio. It's way more complicated. And even there was a time that we were playing, like, without a drummer. So we actually enjoy, you know, like, blending a bit, you know, between the acoustic world and the electronic world. We have some songs that are pretty, way more electronic than the ones that we play today. But when we play live, we like to translate with acoustic instruments, you know.
That was the show that, like, that was one of the first shows I saw you guys.
It was like as a duo. Right?
Yeah, it was just you two. I think it was...
At Fortune, some club.
Fortune, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, which was very fun because Fortune is like, it's more like a club, you know, electronic club. And then there was like a sound guy that was also kind of the DJ, you know.
Yeah.
He was actually doing like, vibing the beats there. It was like a very fun show, like kind of different than the one that we did today, you know, way more electronic, you know.
Well, different vibes, a little bit different. It's good to, maybe it's fun to change it up here and there.
Yeah.
And I think I read somewhere that you did some recording that's supposed to be coming out soon, or is that, did I read wrong?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we actually, ever since COVID and like she mentioned, she got pregnant, we had a daughter, so we kind of took a break of the band, but we had like basically an album that is being built up and until now, we're still working on that, but hopefully this year we
in
can.
In a few months.
Yeah. We definitely have some, definitely planning to have some songs, you know, like every couple months or so. We're trying.
Are you gonna encourage your kid to play music?
Oh, for sure. Oh, she really does.
She already likes.
She really jams with us.
Which instrument?
She loves, you know, like the controllers, the MIDI controllers full of light, you know, like. But she also likes guitar a lot, you know.
Yeah, she
plays guitar a lot. Yeah.
Nice. And so for the new, well, the new. From, I guess, during COVID recording, what can you tell me about it? Is it already some of the songs you play now, or is it different things, or how different?
Yeah, the first song we played being that project, but most of the songs of this project we didn't play today. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's Unexpected Trigger, which is unreleased.
Yeah.
The one
that's
you sang.
Released as well.
But I think that. Yeah, we haven't really played them. And it's an interesting mix because I feel like the songs are written like in such a long, like within like those 4 years. So they're very like different in a way. There's a lot of like some that have like, they're more like drums and some are very electronic, which is cool.
Like some of them we made before having Jack on the band. So it was like as a duo and we even think, okay, let's go for being a duo, you know, doing more electronic stuff. So there's... Then we misplayed the drummer and we met Jack. So, okay, let's get back to shoegaze and alternative rock.
We still need to get like a sample pad so I can.
But it's always tricky for us to try to like define our sound because we definitely like a lot of shoegaze influences for sure. Then there's all the electronic and like the trip hop influences are as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So we kind of like navigate through all of that. I think in this next album.
For some time we even used to say that we were kind of genreless, you know. We don't have exactly a genre, you know. We like to make music how we feel, you know. But but sometimes we also, I don't know, when we're making albums, sometimes it's good to think about the concept and how to pack everything together. Yeah.
And how do you write your songs? Who?
I guess mostly we traditionally, we mostly start like with acoustic guitar.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then she most of the songs, I guess she does the lyrics.
Yeah.
Varies a bit, but that's how
some
it starts
melodies,
most.
Record a demo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Go from there.
Do you really go like, this Saturday, I'm going to sit down and write a song? Or is this just one of those things where you feel like, oh, I have something in my mind that this seems like it could be a good...
I think we usually... kind of say, let's try to make a song.
Yeah, we're very intentional think, when we want to do it. Yeah, it's just so hard to find like time. You know, we're really busy. Like, And sometimes I do have, honestly, like when I'm driving, I have the best ideas. I wish I could like just stop and write them down, you know what I mean? Or when I'm like laying down in bed at night, you know, that when it come, you know, but like those are not appropriate times for me to go and pick up my bass or like something
now. I feel like some ideas appear like, you know, when you're practicing, when you're jamming, but they just appear, you know, they're there. Then, okay, you set a day, okay, let's try to make a song. Yeah. Then maybe you grab some of those ideas that just appeared and try to put together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can probably record on your phone. I mean, in the old days, I think people used to, when they come with ideas, they would call the old phone, call the home and and sing it on the answering machine.
Yeah.
So I guess. Although driving is kind of it's kind of tricky.
Yeah. Kind of dangerous. Don't do that.
Yeah, just only pay attention to the road. Don't be thinking. What is the plan for the band? It's pretty easygoing. When it's ready, you put it out.
We try to make plans, but honestly, our plans, they just like, it's so hard, you know what I mean? But like, we wanted to like have it out actually like this spring.
Yeah.
We weren't able to finish. So like, definitely before the end of the year would be great.
Yeah, that's like,
We're
aiming for that.
Yeah. We're aiming for that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, are you pretty, I don't know what the word is, proactive in trying to play shows or get shows, or you get people to call you and try to figure that out?
Yeah, like right now, I think we're trying to focus more on finishing the album, so we're not like proactive booking, but yeah, like we got some invites. We have like 2 shows, one in June and
1 in July.
Yeah, they're not announced yet. But
yeah, not announced.
Okay.
But yeah, we just got invited.
Yeah, and then we definitely want to tour again. We toured once. It was so fun.
Yeah, where did you tour?
We went to just East Canada.
Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, Quebec.
It was the best experience.
Nice. Was that the first time you've been to those places?
Yeah
first nice.
Time.
Nice. It's quite different-ish. When did you go? In the summer?
2019, fall.
In the fall, okay. Yeah.
There was that Europe plan too, and that
We were planning this big Europe tour, but then COVID hit.
During COVID, we had a tour to Europe. Some 5 cities at least booked.
Oh yeah, it's definitely gonna happen again. You know what I mean? It's just like when it's the right time.
Yeah.
Way harder now with our daughter, and have to take another.
You just gotta need to bring a babysitter along.
I'm always like, I'm always talking with Lucas, like, I just want to meet other bands that they are like also parents, and I want them to tell me how they do it. You know, like, I just want to exchange experience.
I wonder if certain countries are like more, I just feel like there's probably some country in Europe, like Switzerland, where like all the bands, just, they have kids and they just have a room where, you know, like you bring, you go to a venue and there's like a daycare on the side.
Yeah,
right? Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know.
I remember one of the shows that we booked for Europe, they even asked like, what are your food preferences and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have if they had like the daycare.
Do you sleep with a blanket or would you like a sheet? Yeah.
I actually went to a restaurant in Bulgaria, Sofia. It's just, I don't know, it's a regular restaurant, but there's like a kit. It's like not a really fancy restaurant, but it's a relatively nice restaurant. But at the front, there's like a child room with like TVs and video games and stuff. And I think the parents just like leave the kids.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
In that room, so they can
dine
by
themselves.
Oh, really?
What is it called? Just leave me there.
I mean, it doesn't really exist except for like IKEA and McDonald's or something, right?
Yeah.
But like, I don't think there's any like fancier restaurants where you can leave your kid at the door.
No.
Yeah. Is that common in Brazil?
It is. It's not a Canadian thing. I don't know why. Yeah.
Huh. New business idea.
Right.
Yeah. So you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. In case you're just tuning in, I am in studio with Palm Haze. They just played a live set on this program about half an hour ago. If you miss it, you can always go to CIT.ca, do a search for Palm Haze, do a search for Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell, and you'll be able to find the podcast in about like a few hours time, maybe early tomorrow. So now we should play a little game that we do here. I should have this loaded properly. It's going to play a little bumpy music and, oh, uh-oh, I've forgotten what it is. Here we go. And,
what would you rather do? Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather?
So, yeah, it's the game we play with a band just to kill some time so you can find out more about what the band is like. It's called Would You Rather? I don't know if you're familiar with. It's a deck of cards, and there's going to be a question in there that would like, would you rather be a dog or be a cat? I don't know. Like questions like that. So it's supposed to make you think. People have different answers. It might be obvious. You'll get it once you... yeah, if you can just pick out a card, there's going to be a question in there. If you don't like it, you can try a different one and just ask your band or yourself that question. There's no right or wrong answer, I think, unless there is.
Jack, would you rather be a monarch or a dictator?
A monarch or a dictator? Oh boy, that's a loaded question.
I know. Usually it's funner than that.
Be careful about this one. How do you distinguish a monarch from a dictator?
So, like, I guess a monarch is just like a king, or you're born into it.
Yeah.
A dictator, I mean, could be both, but yeah.
So it's more like the delivery of the same thing almost.
Yeah. Right? I think a monarch. Yeah.
Of course.
I wouldn't be a dictator.
You're saving me from saying. No. I would be a monarch. I would be a pleasant.
Or it could just mean a person that does dictation.
Regal monarch.
Just read things. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this might be the most loaded. I mean, both of them are not. Yeah. Wait, I feel like dictator is definitely. That might be. Yeah.
Okay, so I just ask one of you guys?
Both. Right. Everyone.
Would you rather program a robot to clean your room or style your wardrobe? You know that one thing? Okay, this is good. Would you rather own a beach house in the United States or a ski chalet in Switzerland?
Beach house in the United States. That's easy for me.
Yeah, I don't really ski, so yeah. Beach house in the United States.
Nice. I'd take that too.
Yeah. Yeah, Malibu, somewhere.
But I really like Europe though, but.
Switzerland is nice, apparently.
Yeah, oh, it's beautiful there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they have, like I said, there's venues that take care of your kids. Something like that.
Yeah.
That should be one of the questions.
It's because they have a monarchy.
Yeah.
Would you rather visit one of the seven wonders of the world or see the Northern Lights?
Seven wonders of the world. See the Northern Lights like three times a year out here.
Have you seen the Northern Lights?
I haven't, I'm just saying.
Like a little bit.
Yeah, I think not exactly, but the sky here in the summer.
Well, like Vancouver last year, there was all these supposedly, but it's kind of hard to see. You kind of like use it on your phone or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think I saw, but it like.
What are some of the seven wonders of the world? Like, I can't think of any of them.
Are the pyramids still?
Pyramids? Yeah. I guess so.
The China. I'm without it.
Great Wall of China,
yeah.
I mean, there's like the ancient seven. There's like the ancient wonders, and then those doesn't exist, and then there's like the modern ones.
I'd love to see the Wall of China. That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
But I don't know what else. I don't know. Who knows? Like the Eiffel Tower. I don't know what the wonders
are. Eiffel Tower.
The Christian Empire
State.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather go camping in a snowstorm or during a heat wave?
Snowstorm.
I think heat wave.
Heat wave. Like, I wouldn't survive the snowstorm, so.
I wouldn't survive a heat wave. I mean, you can bundle up in a snowstorm, but you can't, you know.
It's a snowstorm.
It's all good.
What about heat wave and the beach house in the United States,
yeah.
or what is a snowstorm in Switzerland?
Yeah. I guess it makes sense, you guys being from Brazil and me being from Canada.
Exactly.
You guys
are like, yeah, yeah, more no comfortable problem. With that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I think a heat wave. Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all of Brazil. I mean, Brazil gets coldish in June, no? Yeah. Is it always
yeah,
hot?
Like it's cold as summer. Yeah. It's cold as summer 12. Here, maybe.
Oh, really? Yeah. Something like that. It never gets to 12. Yeah.
No, I got some 10 degrees, 15.
Sounds like a good so time. You haven't? Have you not been to Edmonton in December yet?
No. We've been to Calgary in the summer, and it was pretty cold.
That's right.
It's me?
Yeah. I'm just going through them.
Well, this is travel again.
I think different colors and everything. Maybe just write one here.
Yeah, let's get the pink one. Oh, would you rather have Beethoven give you piano lessons or Albert Einstein as your science teacher?
Beethoven.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Full stop.
I don't know. I think I would say Albert Einstein.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I think, I'm not sure if Beethoven was very didactic.
I just think
you know.
He sounds
I mean, Albert Einstein, probably not sure.
Yeah, well, yeah. Good point.
I just feel like I might learn something that's, like, relevant to my interests from Beethoven. Like, some strange angle that's like, oh, I did not think of it that way or something. I don't know.
Okay, this one might be okay for everyone. Would you rather sing whenever you speak? So every time you speak, you'd just be singing. Or do the Irish step dance every time you walk, whatever the...
Oh, singing, for sure. I feel like I already do that sometimes, you know? I'm just like,
yeah,
what
yeah,
are we
I
doing
today? I'm halfway there, too. So, right? Yeah, I'd lean into that.
Yeah, over, that'd be so fun, actually. Yeah.
Well, you know, that never... You can start. No one would know. You can just say, sorry, I can't.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
This is a good one. Would you rather be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or have a movie made about your life?
Oh,
I think I'll prefer the movie.
Oh, the movie, that's for sure.
Yeah. What even is the Rock and Roll
Hall of Fame? Yeah, who cares about that? Yeah. Like, what does that even mean?
You have a plaque in the Hard Rock Casino. Right? Yeah. Yeah. They just duplicate there.
But I think we had that recently, though, also. It's like, but they make a movie about you. It could be a bad thing.
Who directs it?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like,
who
yeah,
directs
it? Like,
yeah.
Night Shyamalan.
Like, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's how you play Would You Rather. Thank you so much for playing Would You Rather. How do people get a hold of you? What's the best way to contact Palm Haze?
I guess Instagram.
Instagram.
Is pretty good, yeah.
Love Palm Haze.
Yeah, our website. We have a mail.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Mm-hmm. Great.
LOVEPALMHAZE.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add to people out there? And you said you have two shows, but it's not announced, so secret shows coming in.
Yeah. Coming soon. Yeah. Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much. And yeah, thanks for tuning in to Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Do not go anywhere. Coming up next is Copy and Paste. That is happening in less than half an hour. You can always find us at radiohell.ca, and that link to our podcast and our videos. And next week, we have live in studio David Ivan Neal. So tune in for that. And yes, do not go anywhere. Stay tuned to CITR Radio 101.9 FM.